We're at the Dan Price stand. A 2-1 loss against the Portland Winterhawks here. It looked like a really gutsy road effort for your group. How would you assess it?
I think it was a very well-played game by both teams. Thought it was really fast. Both teams really attacking, both sides of the puck. Tons of chances both ways. It was a really entertaining game as well. There was special teams involved pretty much every situation. Some great 5-on-5 play, lots of tactical adjustments both ways by both teams, some outstanding goaltending, and great offensive and defensive play. So really entertaining Western Hockey League game, and you know, full credit to Portland for earning that close victory.
You know, of course, you had your leading scorer was out with Cade Oliver, no Dante Anu, no Ralph Jarrett now as well. How do you feel you guys were able to respond and were able to step up in the absence of those guys?
I thought the competition, the compete level and the execution was really, really good, and the effort was really good. There, as in every game, win or lose, there are a couple things we could do better for sure, but the effort and attention to detail was there. We told the team that after the game. We're very proud of their effort. Could have easily gone our way, and you know, unfortunately, it bounced Portland's way, but they also earned it. You know, they played very well as well, and it was a great sort of next man up mentality for our players. Everybody stepped up and did their job as best they could, and we were very proud of the effort.
How about getting 35 shots in their barn?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they had their chances too, especially on the power play. But, you know, once we got our traction and got our feet under us, I thought 5-on-5 we created. On the power play we created. 6-on-5 we created. And so I thought our guys really pushed and created a lot of offense as well. And there were a couple, that were inches from going across. And, you know, that's hockey. There's some randomness to it at times. But, again, can't be anything but pleased with the effort from the guys.
Yeah, especially such a young group as well. Just able to hold your heads high after this one.
It's true. We love these guys. Like, they're just so competitive. They care so much. It's a very close group, a very deep group and well-balanced, as we've talked about before. Cam and his staff have done a great job creating a roster that's very deep and very balanced. And one of the things we said to the players is, you know, we don't ever want to make the mistake that we accept losing. We don't. But when the effort's there, and if you do everything you can and it doesn't bounce your way, that's okay. That happens, you know, including in the playoffs. You might lose one, but it's how you respond for the next one and try to win 4 out of 7. So, you know, again, just very happy with the effort from the players.
And finally, Dan, just your summary of the weekend here going to Portland.
We learned a lot about our team, learned a lot about ourselves, learned a lot about Portland, and we know that they're a very good team, so we're starting to get a bit of a sense of the U.S. division now, and now we get to get a sense of Spokane then coming into our building next week. So great growth opportunity here both this weekend and in the coming weekend against Spoke.
Great, thanks for this, Dan. All the best moving forward.
Thank you very much.